Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Mario Rosenstock, hello.
Ah, Dave.
Let's look at this string of dates, which frankly is unbelievable. But I love the fact that this is celebrating 25 years of Gift Grub.
Yeah.
Mario, like, having done a radio show here in Today FM for 10 years, having done previous radio shows and other radio stations for years before that, to keep going, and I say this about Ian all the time when I'm often asked about my broadcasting heroes, and I say you and Ian all the time. And the reason I say that is not that you're just my friends and I really like you, but you set such an example of high standards again and again and again, and almost forget what happened yesterday or 5 minutes ago, and we're on to the next thing.
That's sweet, thanks.
No, but genuinely I mean it, because it's so difficult to do, to achieve the heights that Ian has gone to, that you've gone to, that I'm at now, but to maintain it is the hardest thing in the world.
Oh, thanks.
So 25 years.
Yeah, actually, there's even a story there, actually. I remember the first time I did, I started doing these sketches, and after a while, I remember I cracked one that was a good sketch or something, and it kind of, it went a bit viral, if you could call it viral back in those days, and people started talking about it. And I was very kind of high after it, and almost, you know, adrenalized and emotional after it. And everybody was sort of tapping me on the back going, that sketch is a bit of a breakthrough sketch. You've introduced loads of new characters and they could be stayers and keepers. And then somebody went, so tomorrow morning. And I went, what? What's tomorrow morning? And I went, well, what are you doing for tomorrow morning? I went, well, can you just replay the one I did? It was early days. And I remember having what I would probably describe as kind of a little mini breakdown.
Yeah.
Where, like, I started crying and panicking, a little bit of a panic attack. Yeah. And I went, I can't do something for tomorrow. I'm completely wrecked. I had to go home for a week. And
because of the emotion of what had happened.
Yeah, I didn't understand the gig.
Yes.
I had to go home for a week and work my head out. Basically going, if you want to do this, it has to be every day.
Yeah.
So you have to basically toughen up, become a bit tougher.
Yeah.
So basically, instead of thinking of it as a job, I had to think of it as I'm doing it all the time. Mm. So in other words, that when I'm thinking of a sketch, I'm actually thinking of five other sketches as well. And I'm writing them down and logging them so that I'm never, ever caught with not having an idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when you have loads of ideas built up, you can sleep at night. So actually, I sleep like a baby.
That's
as long
fair.
As I have loads of ideas written down.
Yeah.
So people go, are you under a lot of pressure to come up with something? Not when you have 10 things written down.
No, but that's your... It's your mechanism of dealing with it because you are under immense pressure, but you just have a method of handling it, which is obviously so unbelievably successful that we've now gotten to a point where we're celebrating a quarter of a century of Gift Grub.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I can't believe that time has flown so much.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that a thing I had at the beginning, which only lasted 3 months, and then there was no social media, and Ian, the only way Ian would know if it was going well at all, he'd be in Tesco and an old lady might go, I love the Bertie. and he'd go, I can't do an impression of Ian, but he'd go, And that must be working. And then I remember we got a letter with a harp on it from the Taoiseach's office going, they'd like to request some cassette tapes.
Cassette tapes.
Of the stuff. And that was Bertie Ahern's government. And unreal. So we went, jeepers, they must have heard about it. And they want to hear what we're saying about them.
Because we didn't even have text back when we began this. Like, I certainly didn't when I started, and that was 2002.
No, we didn't. And I think that's a funny one as well, actually, because I think Ian was the first person in Ireland, perhaps even in the world, and I'm using that carefully, because they came up with, Ian had the idea of saying, what about we make text messages up onto a big screen in the studio and incorporate them into, and he did that in 1999, I think, or something. And then Ray was very quick on top of that to go, I think I'll make that my whole show. Well done. Let the punters do the show.
We're all glad Ian came up with that.
It's not
invention.
Going to work. It's a disaster. The whole place is burning down. And so he made it do the whole show.
Yeah.
And and Ian, of course, you can never go talk about the 25 years without talking about the ever-present Ian and how he's been there all the time. Yeah, and our sense of humour complements each other. He's a slightly different sense of humour. We send each other like clips.
Right, okay.
That's our kind of relationship.
Right.
We send each other texts of things we see online and stuff.
Okay, so you're meme
stuff.
Sharing. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We meme of comedy classics.
Amazing.
Yeah,
brilliant,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's so brilliant.
That's cool, yeah.
Well, look, Mario's dates, all available on Ticketmaster.ie, begin, from what I can see here in front of me, towards the end of February. The Cork Opera House, couple of days there, lads. Theatre Royal in Waterford. We're doing Leisureland in Galway, Ulster Hall in Belfast. It goes on. Friday the 28th of March, Mario, is the Three Arena in Dublin.
Okay, I'll be honest, right?
Yeah.
So Friday the 28th of March is going to be the biggest night of my professional life.
It is.
No question.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be nervous, but I'll have butterflies. Mm. But it's huge.
Like, the Three Arena is the mecca.
Yeah.
Like, every comedian dreams that they would have some kind of thing that could eventually get them to the Three Arena.
Oh, boy. Well, it's just an honour. And MCD suggested we try it. And it's going well so far.
Good.
So, bums on seats.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, make it better, everybody. Get your Christmas presents. Ticketmaster.ie. Get yourselves bought up the Friday the 28th of March in Three Arena. But it continues beyond that.
And by the way, I've heard that hotel room prices are not gone up on the 29th. And I am not dynamic pricing. They're all the same price.
They're all the same price.
Get
no matter
in
what.
There!
A question, a couple of questions in for you, actually, ooh, Mario. Yvonne and Tip wants to know, can I ask Mario, how did Gift Grub get its name?
Oh, God, yeah, that goes back so long now. So, we were thinking of a name for the comedy item that would be on, and we knew that it was going to be hosted by Bertie Ahern, who would basically be cooking something small in a studio beside Ian every day,
right,
to get a photo opportunity with somebody like Westlife or Ronan Keating or something. And that was before Nicky went out with him.
Nicky, it wasn't even in the
news. No, it was like preemptive.
Georgina or anything.
No, yeah. So Bertie used to say a kind of a Dublin expression, and we had him saying kind of gift, which is great.
Great.
And
class.
I used to say it in school even when
I
was in school.
Yeah, I always said
it. Did you say gift?
Gift, yeah, totally.
Yeah. And grub food. So we said we'd call it Gift Grub, Bertie's cookery item. And then that ran for about 2 months after we ran out of celebs who could cook with.
Right.
The last one we had was Bertie cooking potted herring with Van Morrison. And Van Morrison going, I'm out of here. This is a kip. Van, come back. Get out of here. I've no interest in you. No interest in you or your copycat program.
Sonia in Limerick says, ah, Mario and Ian are pebbling. Pebbling refers to little signs of love or affection that are gifted to a friend or a loved one that you think they would enjoy. So when you send each other these clips...
I thought it was spooning or something.
No, it's pebbling.
Well done, pebbling.
And a lot of pebbling. People just get in touch saying how much they love you, Mario. And listen, you know, there's so many Minnie and Peters in there.
Well, wait, can I say to all those people who love me, can I say something?
Buy tickets.
No. I'm going to say it in an indirect way.
Okay.
I am constantly besieged by very, very good-looking girls coming up to me, right? And I get very excited. And these lovely women come up to me and they go, can I get a selfie? And then I go, God, I must be really attractive
fire,
or something.
Yeah.
And then they go, they're smiling into the camera and then they go, my dad really loves you. And I'm going, okay. So it's not you.
No.
And or my mom really loves me. And sometimes my granny.
My granny,
right?
Really,
and I've even had one great granny. Right? Now, so I want to say to all those people who have come up to me telling me their daddy loves me or their mommy loves me or their granny, prove it. Go and buy the tickets. Friday, March 28th in the Three Arena and round the country. Cork, Waterford, Galway. Now that's a way.
Give me a quick fire round before we go, Mario. Okay. Every time I have a guest on, I do the quick fire round where I ask these questions that you don't need to think about. You're just going to top of your head answer whatever you can.
Yeah, okay.
So, but I'd like to ask Mario and then see if any of Mario's friends also would like to answer the question.
Oh, so you name a character? Or
ideally, I'd name a character and you. Look, I know it's pressure, but let's just try it and see, right?
Okay,
so, Mario. First question to you is, what are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, I am obsessed with the American presidential election.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with a program called State of the Union on CNN. I record a program called Meet the Press on NBC. I've watched at least 2 hours of it every night. And I'm obsessed with a fella called Harry Enten, who's a kind of a New York guy who does all the polls.
Yes,
Kamala Harris, she's there. But is she there? I don't know, because Trumpy Wumpy, he's coming. He's coming to get her.
No surprise.
And it's all mad. You know, so I'm obsessed with the American presidential election.
Brilliant, brilliant answer. Okay, let me see if I could get an obsession from one of my favourites, Mr. Keith Duffy. Any chance Keith will be there?
How are you, buddies?
Hey, how are you, Keith?
Well, obsessions are easy.
Yeah.
I am currently obsessed with what a Chinese I am going to have tonight. Will it be A, Peking duck, or B, chicken balls and sweet and sour sauce? Peking duck or chicken balls? That is the question, buddies. Hamlet.
Hamlet. Oh, okay, second question I have for Mario is, who is the most famous person in your phone?
Okay, I'll name a few names in my phone.
Go on.
But then I'll name a few names in my phone and then I'll tell you who the most famous one is.
Okay, go on.
All right, and I'll show it to you, Dave, and you can say.
Okay.
So I remember Brian O'Driscoll came up to me once in 2005 and we were outside Reynard's and we were a little worse for wearing you.
Right.
I love that stuff you do with Jose Mourinho. Can I get your number? And
wow.
No, but it was in a buddy kind of way.
Okay.
So I still have his number.
Okay, great.
And we exchanged numbers.
Pretty famous.
Paul O'Connell, Ronan O'Gara. And I'm proud to say that I kind of became sort of semi-acquaintance friendly with them and I still keep in touch with Rog.
Great.
And he's an amazing guy. But this is the most famous person I have on my phone.
Mario's going to show me his phone now. No.
Yeah.
Mario, in Mario's phone is written special one brackets Portugal.
It's him.
You have his actual.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, Mario did an amazing song back. Was it
06, I think.
06. Yeah. Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat, and it was Jose Mourinho.
Yeah.
And it went super viral to the point where you went to the Chelsea dressing room to perform it. To be Jose in front of Jose and the players.
And I walked in and he high fives. I walked in dressed as him with my scarf and everything. And he high fives me on the way into the room. And I went up to a little table which had special one written on it. And I took pre-prepared questions from people like Didier Drogba and all this. And Drogba amazing. Would be there like going, reading his question, going, Gaffer, do you think we will win the league this year? And I'm like, shut up, Drogba. And McAlealy would be going like, he hasn't a clue who I was. McAlealy. They were just looking up at me going, who's this? You know, me.
But you got his number and it's still... Are you ever in touch?
No.
No.
Okay. There's no text between
us. That's fair.
I just took his number and I don't even know if it's still his number because it was a Portuguese number.
I'm assuming it is.
It probably is, but it was a Portuguese number. But I remember that other day that same day, he said, he had this. Do you know the story about Damien Duff?
No.
Oh, it's great. That day, after I finished the gig, he went, do you want a bottle of wine? Sit down. I went, great. So I was just like drinking wine with Rui Silva or whatever and Jose sharing a bottle of wine. He had a glass, I had a glass. And then he went, do this, get the phone. I think we have a game. Do a prank. I went, what? And he went, you Duffer? Duffer? I went, Duffer? Yeah, Duffer. Duffer's injured. And that's why he wasn't here today. So maybe you take my phone. You pretend you're me. And make it up.
So what did you make up?
I rang Damien.
Yeah.
So I rang and I just heard, hello? Damien? Gaffer? Yes. I need you to play tomorrow. And I went, Gaffer, me leg's broken. I went, you play tomorrow or I will sell you for $2 million to Walsall. And then he sort of started laughing and he kind of went quiet and I think he kind of coughed on.
Right.
But his phone, looking at his phone, it would have gone, Jose. Gaffer or whatever.
Oh, stop.
And Josie was there, set that up.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, brilliant.
Would Miriam be in a position to tell me who the most famous person in her phone is, I wonder?
You know, Dave, I have a lot of famous people in my phone. Eamon Ryan, you know, Enda Kenny.
Very famous.
But the most famous person was definitely at Nelson Mandela.
Nelson.
I used to ring Nelson all the time, especially when I sorted out the peace process. Do you remember that?
I do.
I remember. Yeah. I sorted out the peace process genuinely and I rang Nelson just before I sorted it with Jerry and David Trimble and Tony Blair. And I rang him and I went, brr, brr, and he picked up the phone and he went, good day to you, Miriam. You need to shut out the Good Friday agreement.
You see, I don't just do live people. I do people who are dead as well.
You do also do people who are dead, yes. Mario, think back to when you were about 8 years
dead,
old.
Mario, dead, live.
This is Mario now asking. Okay. You were about 8 years old, second class in school. When you opened your lunchbox, what was inside?
My lunchbox?
Yes, your lunchbox.
Oh, God. I didn't even have a lunchbox. I can't even remember eating lunch once.
Really?
No, I remember when I started secondary school, my grandfather gave me three quid every day for chips. That's it. So I used to go down in Waterford to the local chipper and eat chips. And so that was it.
Amazing nutritional value.
Yeah. Sorry about the boring answer.
Would Pascal, though, a man I went to college with, we crossed paths. Would Pascal have any answer to this?
I don't remember you in Trinity College.
We were there at Pascal. I think I was a year or two ahead of you, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, so you're nearly 50 years of age.
Yes,
or as I like to say, 50 fiscal cycles.
That's right.
Because the Minister for Finance doesn't count years.
No.
We count fiscal overruns.
Tell me this.
So what did I have in my lunchbox?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for asking that, Dave. And with the greatest of respect, I would like to answer that fully and thoroughly.
Please do.
I had a Club Milk. I had a Granny Smith apple.
Oh.
And I also had a lunch and sausage sandwich. A very conservative and prudent lunch.
Yes, indeed.
And,
some great
decisions. I made that up off the top of my head. Thank you very much.
The final question, Mario, I ask all my guests, because I don't, so it's a safe space, you can admit this if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't wash my legs in the shower, do you?
I don't wash my legs either.
No.
I rely on the detritus and the remaining suds that are an overhang from my hair to wash supremely down my leg. And as they dribble down my leg like a snake, I'm presuming that as they go down, they go, uh-oh, we forgot something. Let's just have a little go at these little hairs here and clean them off on the way down. And then they disappear down the plug hole.
See,
and I'm presuming I never look.
He's
but
my
I'm presuming,
kind of guy.
Presuming that the legs are clean.
Yeah, I can guarantee you they are. I wonder, would Davey Fitz have an answer to this?
Davy Fitz.
I wonder if you would.
Well, like... It's difficult, but I'll try. So what I have to do is I have to do something with my voice.
Okay,
about
go
the
on.
Legs. Yeah.
Try
okay.
There, yeah, legs, yeah.
No. Listen, Dave. I tell you now. I wash my legs. I wash my legs in the shower, and I go hen for leather. I'm telling you, washing my legs, and I tell you, they're not the longest legs in the world. But I put everything into washing them legs. I live nothing out there in that shower. Hen for leather, I'm washing them.
Go on, Davy Fitz.
Oh, I always have to cough after doing Davy Fitz.
Now, I'm not brave enough. I think, if I was to be sitting faced with this person. Mm. I don't think I'm brave enough to ask this question, so I think I'm brave enough to ask it now. Is there any chance Roy Keane, Keno, would answer me the question? Because I don't want to ask the real one. Keno, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Of course I wash my legs. I don't just wash my legs at the end of the day. I wash them at the beginning of the day. I don't just wash my legs. I wax my legs.
Oh, no way.
I wax my legs every hair. I do a Brazilian on my legs, you know, and then I moisturise my legs
okay.
with oil of Uri. At the end of the day.
Do you know what? It's funny, actually. Listen to this, guys. This is another thing. The other day, guess who I saw?
Well, Roy Keane?
I saw him.
No way.
On Getting Off the Lewis.
Okay. Wow.
Stephen Green Lewis.
Did you say hello?
With
no.
who? His wife, Teresa.
Okay, Teresa.
He had a baseball cap on. Nobody noticed him. Nobody saw him. Except
wow.
me.
Except you.
Off the corner. Right of my eye, right? And nobody saw him. And all I could hear him saying is, when he got off, was, there's just no way I'm going there.
I don't know where it was.
I don't know where it was. But they were getting off the Stephen Green Lewis. And he was just saying to Teresa, there's just no way I'm going there.
Ticketmaster.ie is where you need to go to get tickets to go and see Mario Gift Grub Live 25 all next year, especially that date, Friday 28th of March in the 3 Arena. And of course, 6 to 9 on Today FM every single day with Ian Dempsey. Mario, an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.